When you hear that music, that means it's metal time. Basement metal right here in the basement. How many metal basements do you know? I don't know too many of them. This is one. This is Stuart Eld, and hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of, well, Basement Metal. Today, we're going to have music from Judas Priest, Deep Purple, Rick Ocasek, Thin Lizzy, Neil Young, and quite a few more. So, if you got about an hour to spare, let's play some records, okay? Let's do the first one from April Wine from 1981, The Nature of the Beast, and a song called All Over Town.
Down to it, soldier.
Basement Metal. It's never too loud. UFO right there, otherwise known as UFO, from their No Heavy Padding record, 1976, and a song called Can You Roll Her, 1976. One before that was Neil Young and his version, an acoustic version called Ohio from 1921, and I don't think Neil was even born then. Maybe his dad was. 2021, from the Times record, an acoustic version of almost everything that he did. So he did an acoustic version of his old hit with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Neil Young, Ohio. First one was All Over Town. April Wine from the Nature of the Beast record came out in 1981. Here's one from Judas Priest from Defenders of the Faith record, and this one is called Rock Hard, Ride Free. We'll be right back. Basement Metal. You want to rock? Here you go. Got Basement Metal, and that's 38 Special from 1978, the special delivery record and a song called What Can I Do? Do-do-do-do-do. Oh, I don't know. You can't do much. Amaretta from Deep Purple, one of the early Deep Purple tracks from 1968. Rush, Virtuality from the Test for Echo record from 96. And Rock Hard, Rock Free, Judas Priest, right there. on Basement Metal. How about that? Let's go back to 1983 with the guy who really is the leader of that group, The Cars. Yeah, he did a few solo albums after The Cars broke up. Here's one for the Beatitude record and a song called Something to Grab For.
If you
Basement Metal. We believe you're never too old to rock and roll. That's Emerson, Lake & Powell and a song called Love Blind from 1986 is when that got released from that one record that they did. Emerson, Lake & Powell, not Carl Palmer. He was not with his two other old bandmates. He left the band. At least at that time. Thin Lizzy before that from Johnny and the Fox and a song called Don't Believe a Word. Blue Oyster Cult from the Symbol Remains. Time Machine? No, I got to get that right. The Machine. That's what it was called. Good song, actually. Rick Ocasek from The Cars. One of his solo efforts from the Beatitude record, 1983, Something to Grab For. This is Basement Metal, and you've got Stuart Held. The next one we're going to hear is from The Runaways. Joan Jett was in that band. Lita Ford was also one of the singers and guitar players. They were a pretty heavy group. Only had about three albums back in the later 70s, but boy, what a mark they made. Here's one from, what's the record? Waiting for the Night. Here's one called You're Too Possessive.
Let me out of your iron grip.
That's Joe Walsh from the So What album, 1974. A song called Welcome to the Clunk. Welcome to the Club. That's right. Club. Hi, Club. The Runaway is right before that. You're Too Possessive from 1977. Waiting for the Night. Well, I'm waiting for the day. Waiting for the Day by the Beach Boys? Okay. Anyway, this is Basement Metal with your host, Stuart Held. Here's a rare track, a rare album. Good luck finding it. And if you can, buy it. Keep it. Bring it home. You might like it. This is actually the first Cheap Trick record ever made, if you want to call it that. Hi, Maintenance Man number 3. Can you hear Maintenance Man? Okay. Maintenance Person. Anyway, this is a track from a record called Fuse, and it came out in 1970, and it's got two guys from the Cheap Trick band, but they were called Fuse at this point. And we're going to play a track from this record. It's kind of a trippy song, too, called In a Window, Fuse on Basement Metal.
Thank you.
a group that not many people really think they would make a lot of hard rock, but actually they were one of the pioneers of psychedelic music. Jefferson Starship, although they were known as the Jefferson Airplane, when they were doing the psychedelic stuff, but they can still rock like anybody else because they've been in the business long enough. That was a song called Big City from 1976's Spitfire record. Thought I'd throw that one on the turntable, warm that up a little bit. The one before that was Dave Edmonds from 71 and I'm a Lover, Not a Fighter. In the Window by Fuse, early Cheap Trick, or two guys from Cheap Trick were in that band, Rick Nielsen, and who was the other guy? Tom Peterson and Joe Walsh, Welcome to the Club. Did we cover all that? Yes, I believe we did. Anyway, this is the end of Basement Metal for this episode. And hopefully you've enjoyed something from this show. It's always fun to yank all the records and just throw them together and make a show out of it. That's what we kind of do here. And hopefully somebody listens. Anyway, this is Stuart Helden from the station and staff of Songs in the Basement and Basement Metal. We thank everybody for listening to our show. Thanks, everybody. And we'll see you next time. Bye, y'all. Stay safe.